Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, this content is for mature adults only. Must be 18 years of age or older. We do not promote the illegal cultivation or sale of marijuana in any form. This show is for educational purposes only. This show is brought to you by the Stoner Chicks.
Damn. That was pretty, I was pretty sick. So, this is your host Dirty, and seems to be having some issues, right? You know, it's like a technical difficulties. But anyways, check this out. This is a this is brought to you by the Stoner Chicks, and the show will basically cover how to grow indoor, how to grow cannabis indoor, and that is what I have been doing for the past, I would say maybe almost a year, I guess. And it's been fun. You know, it goes like this, because I'm a first time grower. I'm a first time cannabis indoor grower. And I wanted to share my experiences and challenges with everyone. So if you have any questions or possibly some input in regards to growing indoors, send me a message or call in, and I'll get you on the show, and we'll talk about it. These are my personal experiences and challenges, and I hope people do get educated by it. We just also launched the Stoner Chicks radio show every Sundays, and this is in regards to our Free Mary Jane movement campaign. But for this show, basically, I will sort of help you or guide you through how to grow cannabis indoor under $100. If you know, for a lot of people, we don't always have a whole lot of money, you know, to grow, and you know, budget tight, whatever. And sometimes, it gets expensive every time we go to the dispensary, and you know. First, you got to get your medical license, and then, you know, you got to see the doctor, and then you got to tell them, hey, doc, I got a headache, or, you know, my back hurts, and pretty much that's how it works. But for the most part, you know, this is basically what you could do with just minimum experience, or even no experience at all. I started just last year, sometime in July 2014, and you know, and so far so good. I've had some great harvest, and you know, and it's been fun. So I'm going on to my fifth harvest. I have both grown seed and clones, and with this show also, I will definitely tell you the differences and what the advantages are, what the disadvantage. Is it hard to clone? You know, to clone, is it hard to, you know, get your own cutlings, or is it hard to grow from seedlings, and how long does it take? You know, all those questions I used to have, and, you know, with the power of online and research and talking to other people, and, you know, talking to some of the older growers or that have been growing for a while, you know, so I've this show is basically focused on hopefully helping you again, educating you, and, you know, just maybe we could both learn from each other. You know, if you have a different type of setup in your house, again, this is more for, you know, for indoor. Anything about outdoor, man, because I wouldn't know. So my experience with growing indoor, for the most part, when I met this dude, he owns a hydroponic shop up in the valley. And if y'all from LA, you know where the valley is. It's where it's hot. It's always hot up in the valley. So, anyways, he had told me basically, there's four things you need. It's like, look, Dirty. You need four things when you're growing anything indoors. You need your seed. You need your pot. You need the soil. And you need water. But since we are growing indoor, you also need your light. So, I said, wow, okay, that's simple. He said, yeah, you know, he said, a lot of people come to me and ask me how to grow indoor. And then I tell them the same thing I just told you. And then months later, they come back and they say, man, you know, my plant died, man. I don't know what I did wrong. And then he started asking them, what did you do? Well, I did this thing that I found online. I did this thing that this person was saying on some blogs. And he said, well, basically, you didn't follow, what I told you 100%. He goes, not really. Was it? There you go. That's your problem. And I was like, wow, man, that's, you know. So I did. I did exactly what he told me. He says to do this, to do that. And every week I was at his store showing him, you know, pictures and telling him what I did. And he says, you're doing perfect. And lo and behold, man, at the end of that journey with my first grow, and it was a Bubba Walker hybrid. And I ended up harvesting 74 grams, I believe. So, you know, that's almost 2.5 ounces. And that right there, you know, showed me that, man, you know, as long as you do exactly what someone tells you to do, you'll be fine. You know, I mean, I understand everybody's got their input. Everybody does the same, does different things. But if you follow the instructions, everybody out there, folks, you can grow your own beautiful cannabis indoor. And, you know, and it will be ready from, you know, 8 to 12 weeks. We're ready for you to throw it in a bowl and start smoking it, man. That's how it is. So basically that's pretty much my experience from there. And then after that, I did start, doing other things and trying other things. And some of it worked, some of it didn't. You know, out of the 30 clones that I first got, That was the first, you know, that was the first one that I actually harvested, which was Bubba Walker. So yeah, out of 30, one left, and that was it. And you know, and after that, I just, you know, I started messing with seeds. I started, you know, messing with cloning. I even started doing my own clones. I started cutting my own cutlings, and it's fun, man. It's definitely fun. I love growing. You know, if you're passionate about it, you know what I'm talking about. And another thing that he was telling me, like I said, if you are first time, you've never touched it, you know, you've never grown indoor before. But for those that have grown, bonsai trees, you know, those little things that Mr. Miyagi used to like take care of on that show, on a movie Karate Kid, those little plants, he used to like trim it and he used to like put some wires on it to like make it go like different places. That's bonsai tree. And basically he was telling me, look, he said, growing cannabis indoor is almost similar to how you grow a bonsai tree. Now, that was my advantage because I grew bonsai trees for like 3 years. Three years. I had like the juniper serra. I was growing that for 3 years. I was doing exactly what Mr. Miyagi was doing, you know, trimming it, putting the wires and, you know, making the branch go different ways and making it look all crazy and artistic. And basically that's what he says. He goes, man, because you pretty much have the experience already. So, you know, the only thing is just, you know, the taking care of it, you know, giving it proper nutrients, the lights and all that stuff. And like I said, so far so good. So, and then I also started messing with autoflower. Autoflower basically, it doesn't require, you know, the whole 12-12 for the lighting, 18-6. Then, of course, I'll get into that a little bit more later on the show, of course. And so for each show, I will touch base on a certain particular, whether it's for lights, let's say, you know, tomorrow we'll talk about lights. Lights are very important. What you're trying to do is you're trying to recreate what the sun is doing to the plants outdoors. That's a tough thing to do. And, you know, trust me, you will be frustrated, in days just trying to figure out how close the light should be, or, you know, what kind of lighting should I use? Do I use that, you know, that, do I use a HID or MH? Man, I was going crazy trying to figure out what those abbreviations were, man. So, but right now, so far, 8 months into what I've learned, I am now growing with an LED lights, they're not as hot. They are definitely, they're not heavy on your pocket when it comes to electricity. And it's actually pretty good. I've yielded a couple of plants from straight direct LED. And I also have a couple of CFLs inside my grow room to help also, because the CFL lights, you can actually have that as close as like an inch to the top of your plant, and it won't burn it. I have two 300 watts in my grow closet, and I have one 300 watt LED and another that's the square one, the rectangular one, and then I have a round LED lights as well. It's 165 watts, but it's actually the actual wattage of the LED is 65 watts, but it pushes out 135 watts. Same thing with the 300 watts, actually 100 watts pushing 300 watts for. But anyways, that's pretty much what I started with. So right now, so at this point, I definitely want to tell you how to grow cannabis indoor for under $100, man. It really is that inexpensive, And again, once you get some funding, whatever, from your work or however you make your money, man, that's on you. You can't upgrade, of course. I did upgrade. I started with if any of you are familiar with the 99-cent store, that's pretty much where I got most of the stuff that I started growing with. They got pots in there that are 3 gallons. They have pots that are 1.5 gallons, and they're 99 cents. So they also have, they have just a bunch of stuff in there. They have they got water. I mean, they got water too. If you want to use not distilled water, but you want to use like clean drinking water or pure water. For a gallon, that's 99 cents. That's actually really, really good for the plant. It's the pH. pH on those waters are basically low enough, but not that low. You just have to get a pH down, and you can get this. You can get the pH down from Home Depot, man. That's where I go. So if y'all got Home Depot in your area, just walk the whole store, man. That's where you'll find a bunch of stuff in there that can help you grow indoor. Okay, so this is what I started with. I started with my grow room is a 3x3. It's 3 feet wide, 3 feet 3 feet length. It is 8 foot high, and comfortably I can possibly fit. So what I did was I broke it down into two separate. So since it's 8 foot high, I broke down to four feet. So I have six on top and six on the bottom comfortably. Again, my lighting is the on top. So on top I have a 300 watt LED. I have a 300 watt CFL. And the reason why I have that much lighting up on top is because those are my seeds that I started growing. So, and it's been wonderful. I have four Granddaddy Purple and two of the OG Kush growing up on top. So that's gonna, they're in their second week, man. I will take some pictures, and you guys can definitely see progress of it hopefully every week. And on the bottom, of course, I have my clones that I've cloned. Those are my Girl Scout cookies and my Master OG Kush. So those ones actually I have a little bit more because they just started. Don't have them in pots yet. I do have them in this wonderful looking hydro pots. They're very tiny and cute, man. For all you ladies out there, you're gonna love this, man. You're gonna love this for indoor. And so that's basically what I have. The soil that I started with. Again, this is the pots that I have. These ones I purchased from Amazon. So for under $100, again, if you want to calculate it, these are what they call smart pots. Okay, now smart pots are basically they're soft sided fabric aeration container that has the rigid to hold its shape. So, you know, if you want to make it round, if you want to make it square, you know, you can definitely do that. The aeration, and it basically enhances root structure. So, you know, so your roots don't get so, you know, like clumped up inside. And with this, with the smart pot, it allows excess heat to escape. What it is that it's basically like a cloth. Think of it like as a cloth like a felt. It feels like a felt fabric. And once you pour in the water, once you water your plant, you'll automatically see the water come out already. And it's amazing, because then if you have the pot inside like a holder or something, you basically don't even have to water it for, I would say, maybe 3 to 4 days, which is amazing. And again, and then I'll talk to you about what soil to use, because I have created my super soil, and, you know, what I need. So check this out. So for a 5 gallon smart pot, you can get five for $10 in Amazon. Okay, so that right there alone, that's $10. All right, so we'll go with $10 for the pot. Then let's talk about soil. You could either go with a Fox Farm soil, or you can go organically. This is my experience. So if you have used something else that works for you, that's great, man. Let me know. Maybe I can use it. Maybe I can try it. I'm always willing to try something new. And it's always exciting, because it's like, ooh, you know, it's like a little kid in a candy store, you know, wow, let me try that. You know, I'm always down to try and check things out. And if it doesn't work for me, it doesn't work for me. If it's been working for you, great, man. That's awesome. I hope you yield a lot. You know, that's basically it. But for me, I have tried a whole bunch of different soil: Fox Farm, organic, and super soil. All this, man. It's madness, and it's crazy what you can basically do indoors. So, but for the one that I have now, I actually got it from Home Depot. It's an organic soil. It's about two cubic feet. I purchased it for $10. That right there, and then you also want to get the perlite. Perlite is basically, it's perlite helps prevent soil compaction and encourages root expansion. If you mix it with the organic, it will even give your roots more air to breathe. Therefore, longer roots, healthier roots, and healthier stock. So, what I did was I mixed it to 1-to-1 parts. So if it's a 5 gallon, I'll put 2.5 gallons of organic soil and 2.5 gallons of perlite. We'll just mix that around. Okay, that's $10 for the pot, $10 for the organic soil, and $10 for the perlite. That's $30. So we're already at $30, under 100. Remember, growing indoor under 100. Now for the lights, like I said, you can purchase the CFL lights at Home Depot. And, you know, the ones that I have tried, and I have actually, you know, again, I've actually grown and yielded, you know, I did the veg, I did the flowering, and then I yielded. There are 300-watt equivalent soft white twisted CFL light bulbs. And they're 2,700 Kelvin. The 2,700 Kelvin is actually good for flowering. If you don't know that, again, I'll go through that on a different show. Now, this show is every day, you know, and I hope people will listen. And if not, it's cool, man. You know, I love being on the radio, man. That's what it's all about. So this is imagine this. This is a 68-watt CFL light. So I got that at Home Depot at $16.99. Now, for you to get creative, you can buy the part separately, you know, but where you put in the bulb and, you know, the cord. But they have this clip-on light bulb for, I think, $9.99. So you're at $16.99, so we're at $45 plus a $10 clip. You're at you're at $55 now. Okay, so now you get two of those, $55. Now you're at $70. Okay, get two of those, you'll be at $70. Awesome. So you're good to go. $70, you're ready to rock and roll. Now, what about seeds, you say, right? Seeds, like I said, depends on which one you want to use. Do you want to go with seeds, or do you want to go clones? For now, you know, if it is your first time grow, I would definitely try for clones. The clones have already, you know, got their height. Throw them in veg for maybe about two, 3 weeks, and then flower it after that. And you know that will take away at least 3 to 4 weeks of harvest time. If you did clones versus seeds, and of course, now it depends on the strain that you want to use. Okay, so again, so now so I'll break it down. So we have the pots. The pots are from Amazon. You can get them for $10. Okay, and then you go with the perlites from Home Depot. They're $10. The Miracle Grow perlites. The organic soil is also $10, so we have $30. The lighting that you want to use, which is CFL, if you don't have the money to get, you know, the Hydro Farm Sunburst 400 watt HPS system, which will cost you anywhere from $150 to $250. And you also have the Apollo Particular digital ballast grow light, which is also 400 watts. And this is the umbrella type looking light. This is a little bit cheaper. It's about $125 to $150. So again, but if you are in a budget under $100, man, you can definitely go to Home Depot. Like I said, you can pretty much get all of this from Home Depot. The 300 watt CFL lighting, they run anywhere from $10 to $15, and then you have your clip on light where you can put that in. Now the best thing about these, you don't need a ballast for it. They have an internal ballast. Let me read to you what the actual bulb is. There's a TCP spring light 68 watt comparable to 300 watt. And this watt can save you up to $278 in energy cost over the course of its lifetime. The bulb provides a soft, warm glow. It is ENERGY STAR qualified for energy and money savings. The brightness on it is 4,200 lumens, and I will explain that later on in the show what lumens means to your grow. And what the best part about this is the life hours of the bulb is 9 years. And it is a 2,700 lumens per watt, 62. And this is spiral shape with the medium base and with the built-in ballast. Okay? So the built-in ballast meaning you don't need that big old metal machine that you need with the 400-watt grow lights that you see, that others have. So that right there, and again, so you're again, those are about, it runs $10 to $15. So, again, right now we're at $70, and I'm trying to keep this under $100. So if you know someone that has that is growing, maybe you can go to that, maybe you can go to your homie and say, hey man, can you spare a couple of clones, if you can get it for free, great, but otherwise, some of these dispensaries or some of these other places where you can go. For instance, like for us over here, I go to this one spot. I guess I could say it online. That's cool, man. Okay. They're up in Studio City. If you're from LA, they're called Cloneville. Cloneville is awesome, man. They have everything. Most of the old school strains that people want. They are compassionate caregivers, so they are legal to sell clones, and as a matter of fact, they moved up, man. They moved into a bigger room, bigger spot, but in the same location. So they sell clones. They sell $15 clones, and they also sell teen clones. Teen clones are a bit different. Teens are a bit taller. They're about 16 to 18 inches taller. These are pre-flowered, so that what it means is that they're ready to be flowered, ready to get, ready to just start flowering them. And 8 weeks later, you're ready to harvest, and 2 weeks after that, you're ready to smoke. So if you want to, if you want to get maybe two clones out of that, then they're $15. There are some dispensaries that will sell you $10 clones. But again, it depends on what type of strain that you want. And there are, of course, as many of you are familiar, there are three types of strain. There is the indica strain, there is the sativa strain, and there's also what they call an autoflower ruderalis strain. The indica is a lot of my friends always say the indica is short and wide. Sativa is tall and long, and the ruderalis is very, very short because of the autoflower feature. It'll flower within anywhere from 50 to 65 days from seed to flower. Done. So since you will be growing indoor, you know, you might want to also remember that, you know, if you have the room capacity to make it taller and you do like sativa, then I would go for a sativa, of course. That's what you want to smoke. Now, for those that are indica smokers, a little short closet would definitely do. As long as you have at least four feet room, you know, within your, either your closet or your hallway closet, you know, wherever you want to put this as a stealth grow, that's pretty much what you need. Now within that room, so mine, since I have a 3x3, and comfortably, you know, if you go by square inches or square foot, you could comfortably put six pots inside that 3x3 comfortably. And then don't forget, you also need your fan. You need a fan to put in there so the air can circulate. That will give the oxygen or the CO2 to your plant. Again, the lights, because it's CFL, it's not going to get too hot in there. So you make sure that your temperature is comfortably between. This basically throughout the entire grow of your plant. The humidity also plays a very, very major role in growing indoor. The humidity, you want to be able to at least stabilize it at around maybe between 20 and 60. You know, anything less than that, anything more than that, you'll definitely have some issues like white mold. It'll suffer too great. Some of them will dry too fast, or you know, it gets too cold and stuff like that. So, and another thing is, don't overwater your plants. It's crazy how people do overwater them. And this is the reason why I got the smart pot, because the smart pot really definitely helps. You know, definitely helps in, you know, like when you're watering, especially like, let's say if you're a person, you know, that gets home too late, or, you know, you work 10-12 hours a day, man, it's crazy how, you know, you tend to forget, you know, I have plants growing in the closet, you know, because it's closed and, you know, the lights are off and you don't hear anything, and you go to bed and you call it a day. But that's definitely a, you know, a plus if you do get the smart pot. Like I said, there are other ways to do it. And if you do work from home, great, man. You know, it's like me. I work from home. This is my full-time job, you know, working with the stoner chick. And this is definitely, you know, for me, I look at them every day. I mean, it's amazing what these plants can do. You know, so I'll recap on that a little later. And so far, hopefully, again, thank you and welcome to, you know, the Stoner Chicks Cannabis Corner Show, where I will definitely, I'll be sharing you my experiences and challenges of what it takes to grow indoor, the how much it costs, and what, you know, the lighting, and, you know, everything about it. Basically, you know, choosing the locations where you will grow, what you need to start growing indoor. You need lights, your pots, and of course the difference between soil versus hydro, the nutrients that you want to use. There's also the finisher, and where you're going to be drying it and curing. And of course, I will also be covering what strain is best for growing indoor, indica versus sativa, autoflower, and then your nutrients, what I have used and what I use now. And of course, the lightings comparing to the 400-watt HID versus the 300-watt TFL. There's also that big LED versus HID, and that's what I have now. I started with a 400 watt HID lights, and I no longer use it. my electricity was up at $300 every 2 months. So that kills me. That killed me. So I tried, you know, I'm now trying something else, and I have used it and I have yielded from it, and it's been great. And yeah, it is a bit expensive, but you know, again, if you invest in something that you know that it's going to work for you, then make sure you do that. You don't want to cut corners when it comes to growing cannabis, because you don't want to smoke a bad bowl, man. You know, that's basically what it comes down to. You know, you want to smoke that thing where it's going to be like, wow, man, I'm freaking high. So you know, that's what it is. So. All right, well, let me get back to you. I'm going to take a quick break. And again, this is Dirty. The show is called The Stoner Chicks Cannabis Corner. I will be back shortly.
Jason.
Jason.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on. International. Class seat on my lap, girl, riding comfortable, cause I know what that girl them need, New York to Haiti, I got lipstick stamps on my passport, you make it hard to leave, been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
You know the words in my song. No, I blah English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Mature adults only. Must be 18 years of age or older. We do not promote the illegal cultivation or sale of marijuana in any form. This show is for educational purposes only. This show is brought to you by the Stoner Chicks.
Booyah! Exactly right. That's how it is. That's how we do it here. That's how we do it over here at the Stoner Chicks radio show. This is the Cannabis Corner. I'm your host, Dirty. It's actually Dirty Rockstar, but I like it shorter. Just call me Dirty. Right, Breezy? I know Breezy's out there listening, so she is our founding girl of the Stoner Chicks. Give it up for Breezy. Hello, Breezy. What's up, girl? I know you're probably still at work or going home, wherever you are. You know how we do it every day. So, this is the Stoner Chicks Radio, and, this is my first episode, of course. And I am going to talk about how to grow cannabis indoors. So far, I basically, hopefully, if you guys have started listening from the beginning, I'm still trying out, how long the show will stay. So, bear with me. It's a 90-minute show, and hopefully there are more content that I can talk about. Now, unless I can cut it a little bit shorter, then we'll do that. So, but as of now, it's 90 minutes, and maybe I'll cut it down to about an hour, maybe 30 minutes. And just a quick shout out. We had our Sunday's show yesterday, and Sunday's show is basically wrapping up everything that we talked about all week with the Stoner Chicks, regarding the website, and of course our Free Mary Jane movement. Whoop whoop! It's a the Free Mary Jane movement is to empower women and educate women so they can come on board with us, to help support. To legalize marijuana in all states and also to give free cannabis to those medical patients that are in dire need of it and they can't afford it. All right. That's the whole thing. If you guys want to check that out, check it out on our website, thestonerchicks.com. That is our Free Mary Jane movement. And just to throw it out there, we are looking for a campaign manager for the Free Mary Jane movement. If you guys are interested, please send us if you have a resume, whatever you guys have, tell us what your background is, and we'll definitely get back to you. So we are looking for our Free Mary Jane movement campaign manager. Doesn't matter where you're at. I'm from the West Coast, and Breezy is from the East Coast. So if you guys are in between, that's cool. We'll set you up. We'll get you going, get your team up, and that's that. So that's cool, right? Yeah. And then you could also follow us in our social media. That's on Instagram, Facebook. All of that will be up on our website. Again, that's www.thestonerchick.com. Okay, make sure you follow us. We also have Twitter, and we are also looking for our content writers, photographers that want to contribute to our online magazine. And that's anything from news, entertainment. I pretty much cover most of the cannabis shows when it comes to photography, because I am a photographer. That is my background. And then, of course, this year I joined the Stoner Chick. And yes, I am the only and first and last male of the Stoner Chick crew. Okay? We'll get that straight. Thank you, Breezy. We love you. All right, so let's move on. So, what I've covered so far is I've covered how to grow cannabis indoor for under $100. Amazon, and if you have a hydro store somewhere in your area, check it out. I mean, they have awesome stuff there. Sometimes the hydro store sometimes gets a little pricey, but if you know who they are, if you're buddies with them, just go in there and say, look, man, I only got this much, dude, hook me up, whatever. The Smart Pots, I got that from the Amazon. Amazon's pretty cheap. You can get 5 gallons, 5 of the 5 gallons for $10. And then, of course, your soil. I use organic, so I want to grow organically. I did use Fox Farm. The Fox Farm soil was a bit pricey. It was $27 for the big bag. The big bag, you could probably use that for maybe 10 5-gallon, you mix it with perlite, then of course, So what I do is, the one that I get from Home Depot is 2 cubic feet of organic soil, the 2 cubic feet perlite, and you can basically use that up and maybe fill up about, 5 to 6 pots of a 5-gallon pot, okay? And so that right there, again, $10 for the pot, $10 for the soil, $10 for the perlite, and then of course your CFL lights. This CFL lights, again, you can use for your vegging and for your flowering. Oh, one thing I forgot also to mention. So you need a timer. Unless you work from home and you have time to do it, turn the lights on and off, you definitely want a timer. For those out there that are familiar with the timer, in growing cannabis indoor. And if you're not, it's important when you're vegging to have your timer on for 18 hours on cropping and all that stuff. And of course, once your cannabis plant grows, like LST, super cropping and bending and putting the scrog and all that. Man, I tell you, I was going crazy trying to figure out what they're talking about. So again, there are a lot of information online that you can go to. I will get to that, throughout the show, and I will explain each one, properly. And the power of the internet, man. It's amazing what you can see and what you can read. YouTube also has great information. When I first started, I didn't want to watch anything on YouTube because I wanted to make sure that I will fail, that I will fail growing, because that's just me. Because I wanted to see if I can, if something was going wrong, that I can fix it on my own. And that in itself gave me a lot of experience. The trials and error that I had to go through, without anybody.
Man, that's crazy. Well, anyways, hopefully I am on because we had some technical difficulties. And that's that. Anyways, as I was saying, we are looking for just a quick update on what we were doing.